The Christmas movie season used to start at Thanksgiving, but with producers of big-budget holiday pictures trying not to open them on top of each other, it's moving closer and closer to Halloween. Last week, Mel Gibson's Ransom reaped huge box office dividends by having the action market all to itself. This week, Barbara Streisand is trying to corner the romantic comedy concession with The Mirror Has Two Faces. Critic Bob Mondello says the film needs to be as far from the competition as it can get.
As played by Barbara Streisand, Rose Morgan is a frumpish college professor who impresses her literature classes by astutely analyzing romantic fiction, but who can't seem to find romance in her own life. Rose is, as she keeps reminding anyone who'll listen, not conventionally gorgeous, which apparently keeps everyone from noticing things like her sense of humor or her way with words. Middle-aged, but still living at home with her mother, who's played by Lauren Bacall, she is so sure that an arranged dinner with a fellow professor will go badly that she's ready to call it quits before she's even gotten dressed.
Doesn't matter. I'm not going.
Well, then why does it matter how you look unless you think something might happen with this one?
Mother, will you stop calling him this one? It sounds like you're picking out a lobster. Nothing's going to happen. He just likes the way I teach.
You need more color.
More color than this?
Yes.
The date naturally goes swimmingly. Professor Greg Larkin, played by Jeff Bridges, turns out to be Rose's diametric opposite, inept in the classroom, and a Casanova in the bedroom, though for all his conquests, he seems to end up just as unsatisfied.
I'm all too familiar with that feeling that you get when you want someone so much it physically hurts not to have them.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. This fiction known as falling in love, it drives people crazy, as you said in your class. You're either mad, alone, or...
I said dead.
Dead.
The operative word was fiction.
Right.
Greg has pretty much decided to give up sex, and rather than beating a hasty retreat when she learns this, Rose goes along, feeling more and more sure that she's undeserving and unlovable. So much so that in the second half of the film, virtually all of the dialogue is concerned with reassuring her that she's not as ugly a duckling as she thinks she is. Since Streisand isn't just the star of The Mirror Has Two Faces, but also its director and producer, this is allowed to get a lot thicker than it probably should. By the time Mom is telling her she was a cute baby and her students are ogling her after a makeover, even the most rabid Barbara-phile, and I count myself among them, should be getting more tired of this than the star obviously was. Rose says at one point that when people fall in love, they hear Puccini in their heads. What The Mirror Has Two Faces offers on its soundtrack, though, is mostly Marvin Hamlish, and that says as much as anything could about its sensibilities. I'm Bob Mondello.